Dude, I've got a full glass of White Russian here. Okay, for certain definitions of full, it's 20% cereal because I don't want to be super fucking hungry tomorrow morning. And turns out cereal makes White Russian is good. But what is not good is hand mix with White Russian because apparently I fucked up when I was picking up my glass to inspect the contents. Not sure why I did that, but I'm gonna go to the toilet right now and wash my hand. I'm just gonna press play again, and you guys enjoy the music while I'm fucking gone. I'm good at this. The thing is, if you're making booze, or rather anything that contains milk, so you want to avoid a hangover, right? There are two very important things to avoiding a hangover. You want to make sure you're not too hungry the morning after, and you also want to make sure that you've had enough liquids, enough drink. Now, if you're mostly drinking mixes, and that's pretty much all right. You still want to drink a bunch of water before going to bed. That's pretty important. But almost equally important is you want to not be hungry. So you can hit two birds in one stone. You can take the White Russian you're already drinking and you can mix in a bit of cereal in it. So now you're getting drunk and you're getting full at the same time. Galaxy brain. I suppose this counts as an FAQ. How do you make a White Russian? Well, you have a bottle of milk, right? Or a can or a bag, depending where you are in the world, I guess. You want vodka, you want Kahlua, you want milk. You mix it all, 30% each. And there you go. How I don't fucking know how milk arrives in our country. Like, however you acquire milk, you pour that into a glass. Is that so hard to understand? Yes, there you go. Perfect recipe. 20% vodka, 30% Kahlua, and the rest is milk. And some cereal in there. Mostly like the tiny chunky things you pour into milk, and you got cereal. There you go. You can't go wrong with this. I have no idea what Captain Crunch is, but it's probably alright. It sounds crunchy. Shit, I'm out of music. Hang on. You know, the only thing I know about Captain Crunch is that it came with a flute, which happened to be